KJ 1690 AM. We are strictly now in the decisively. There we go. In the metal portion of the show. Well, not that I didn't play metal before. Actually, this is pretty bad start to this talk spot. Let's just start over. CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives. You are in the middle, past the middle, actually, of the Grade A Explosives. Hey, bands, don't release stuff in January, you silly, 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 silly sausages, as the Brits would say, in case there are any British listeners listening. Because, frankly, I don't know who's going to pay attention besides me. It's just me. Well, that's not true. There's probably other people that deeply care about these bands. But, I mean, in general, the world at large isn't paying attention. The world at large isn't paying attention to their own rights and will readily vote them away. So I don't know why you think you should release an album in December when people need to think about not one but two holidays coming up. And that's kind of regardless of your creed. Because there's either Kwanzaa, or there is Hanukkah, or there is Christmas, and then we all have New Year's to go through, unless, of course, you're, you know, Asian and Chinese New Year and things like that. But most of us understand that there is a new year that's evolved as well here. You know what I mean? So getting people to pay attention to two holidays and your record, that's too many. That's way too many things to pay attention to. Anyway, let's go over the block of music you just heard. You just heard Revolting, Night of the Horrid, off of their album of the same name. The Brood with Destroy Fuckers, off of For the Dark. Seeing Red with Pull a Tee, off of Refuse Resist. Sullust with Susquehanna, off of their self-titled record. And Hell Go from Italy started off with Worn Out. That's off an album called Etiquette. And I feel like I'm missing one of these tracks here. I definitely am. 100% I'm missing something in there. I'm gonna find what it is. I'm gonna add it in. Oh, I think I know what it is. So before we get into the more heavy metal section, maybe what I should do is play some more dark things here. Just kind of bring it down a little bit. I'm gonna play you a track from a band called La Colpa called Nothing Is True. It's off of an album called In Absentia Lucas? Sure, let's go with that. It's very dusky, dusk from Costa Rica, not any other dusks you might be thinking of, because there's like three of them I can think of, one from Saudi Arabia, one from Norway. There's probably a U.S. one too, but the one I'm thinking of specifically is the industrial Costa Rican one, and I'm going to play Nothing Is True off of there, and then we'll get into Summoning Saturn Voids, which is a great name for a band because it's so stupid. With a track called Star Wreck off their self-titled record. There's a lot of black metal that releases during this time of year. And I mean, I get it because, like, oh, Christianity bad. Oh, it really ruined society and ruined our lives. Yeah, I get it. But, like, you guys, way too many black metal records to be released at one time. Like, way, way, way too many. You got to stop. You got to stop doing this, all right? Just release them throughout the year, you know? Keep the spirit of black metal alive through the year, not just during the holidays. And you extra edgy bands who are like, oh, we released an album on your savior's birthday. Okay, cool, I guess. Like, nobody cares. These Christians, they don't even know you exist. They do not care. If you were like Slipknot and said something like that, maybe there'd be some traction. But you're not. You are an unknown man from a country that most of these Christians, aka American Christians, because they're the loudest and most obnoxious, don't even know exists. They don't know your country exists, much less you. I'm sorry to tell you, but that is true. So, you know, you don't have to be that edgy. You can just make a good record, focus on it, put it out during the year. It doesn't need to come out on Christmas. It just doesn't. There's no point. There really isn't. So I'm going to play you some black metal after that. Some black metal people who released things that were pretty good. You know what? Actually, before I play that La Colpa, I'm going to play you a track from a band called Athismos with a track called Cops Are Not People, off of an album called Satrazione, which I that leads me to believe they might be Italian, somewhere around there. Anyway, I'm going to play Cops Not People, then Nothing Is True, and then we'll get into some, and then some Summoning Saturn Voids, and we'll see about what black metal we can fit in here for the rest of the show. Sound good? Sounds great. I'm glad we're all in agreement. Keep it locked. CJLO, 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives. And yeah, here we go. Rock and or roll, don't release things in December.
Oh, Death blows. She wrecked in heaven.